Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From John chapter 4, verse 23, the true worshippers are being led by the Spirit. Let's talk about how to become a worshipper. First of all, there is no one size fits all. The Bible doesn't say you must worship God in a certain way. That's because worship is such a powerful outpouring of our hearts towards the Lord that it can't be limited to words or defined by a song, a shout, or silence. Jesus said, "True worshippers are being led by the Spirit. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship Him." Second, God created you to worship Him. John the Apostle wrote, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Nothing brings pleasure to the heart of our Heavenly Father more than the love and adoration of His redeemed children. And third, worship can be expressed by anybody, anywhere, anytime. The Samaritan woman in Scripture grew up believing that true worship must be expressed at a sacred mountain called Gerizim, whereas the Jews believed it should be practiced in the temple at Jerusalem. But Jesus said it wasn't to be confined to church or a particular day of the week. The psalmist, in his inimitable style, put it like this: "Servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised." So Vision's word for today is, become a worshipper.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.